Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love. Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance, providing financial choice for homeowners over 60.
Now, Marty in the Morning, it's 9:33. There's another programme that goes out in the mornings, starting at 7 and finishing at 10, and it happens on a Sunday, Vox Nostra, with the great Vlad Smiljkovic. Vlad, good morning to you.
Oh, Marty, how are you doing?
I'm very good. I am told you were a liar. Believe nothing.
Believe nothing.
How are you this morning, dear heart?
Doing just absolutely fine. You know, I also brought the early music machine. As promised.
Good man.
For you. Marty Whelan, there is some early music in your future. Amen. Oh, yes, it's on here.
You see, I always say to people, wake up early, you don't even have to leave the bed, and you can listen to Vlad on a Sunday morning here in Lyric, and it's always a joy. Look, it's a very big day for you and yours, as the fella said.
Yes, it absolutely is, and we're having a great time of it, though. You know, it's tons of great music that's prepared for this weekend, and already throughout the week there's been stuff happening here around Limerick. It seems to be the epicentre of early
yes.
music in Ireland for this year, but I'm sure that there are other things happening around the country. We just have to find out about them. I have information on some of that for you later.
Of course you do, but do you not think that your involvement in this has caused a resurgence in interest? And obviously people are following you and saying, well, hang on a second, Vlad is like, it's 3 hours of this music, and therefore people say, he's the guy who knows.
Well, entirely possible, Marty, but
yes.
I can't take all the credit myself.
I do. Go on, do. I'll tell nobody. You were, come here to me. Yeah, but listen, you were out, were you out and about yesterday? Were you involved? There was something in St. Mary's yesterday, wasn't it?
That's right. Yeah, there was a beautiful lunchtime concert, and that was, of course, with my other half, Dr. Yannick Kosofsky, on the harpsichord.
Yes.
And we also had Leela Clarkar. She was fabulous young baroque violinist, up and coming, and that's exactly what we want. We want beautiful music coming to us from kind of new blood into the early music world, and yeah, it's great stuff that was happening there. And then we had a launch for the festival Tuesday afternoon with the help from folks from Mary Immaculate College. Really beautiful.
And for those who would say, well, explain it to me, would you say, well, you will give people a sense of what we're talking about when we talk about early music.
Well, I'll tell you this. Of course, you have to get past those first questions. What do you mean? Is it 7 o'clock? Is that what you mean? No.
Yes,
okay,
yes.
No, we get past that one. It's not for children only.
Yes.
It's not early education. It's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is music, you could say 1800 and before, for 1,000 years, 2,000. That's all great. But it's also about the approach. It's about thinking how this music was made in the time and what inspired, what was the thinking behind it. And, of course, the instruments, it's the old tools teach us, Marty. That's really how it ends up being. And so that's what it is. It's a way of thinking about music. And you know this yourself. When you
yes.
think about, you're in Verona, you think about opera differently. You're
absolutely.
In La Scala, the building informs it. So that's really, you're doing early music too, Marty.
I know. And but you love it, don't you?
I do love it, yeah. I love it, but I love contemporary music as
yes,
much. And I'll tell you, there's a good bit of that this weekend.
And that's important too. Now, don't we play a little bit of Johann Sebastian Bach, Birthday Boy, this week?
That's right. There is a birthday for Bach coming up, and it's a funny one. He was born on the 21st, he thinks, but actually for us it's the 31st of March, and so he gets two birthdays.
Yeah.
Lucky guy. Lucky
Did he
guy.
Not ask his mother? She'll know when he was born.
Anyway,
this is a little taste of the Brandenburg Concerto, just to give people a flavour.
Thank you.
Brandenburg Concerto number 2 in F major. That's the European Brandenburg Ensemble. Would you be a big Bach fan?
Absolutely, Marty. Bach, I mean, you know, the pilgrimage that I did along with Yonit was to Leipzig to actually see the grave of JSB. That was absolutely fabulous.
But that I get that entirely. And I think, you know, you're paying homage to somebody that you have a huge respect for and somebody who's made a real difference in your life. I did the same thing with Puccini. The gas thing about Puccini is he's buried behind the fireplace, which is a bit peculiar to say the very least. It's a true story. I'm not making it up.
I think you're the liar here, Marty.
No, you're the liar.
Actually, that may be entirely true because I have it right here with me.
Yeah, that's right. Now, listen, when we talk about this music, just to go back to Bach for a second, because it is a big birthday this year, would you have everything that has been released by Bach?
You know, I couldn't tell you if I have everything. I'm sure somebody probably has a big collection, enough to cover just about everything. But you know what's most exciting is that we find out that some of the things in that collection might not even be Bach, or there's still stuff left. There's stuff that we find out later was composed by his favorite violinist, Pissendel. And then there'll be other pieces of music that we find out later were actually Bach. There's new research being done. We have great folks in the musicology department, and they're doing a bang-up job to get us as much music in our hands as performers
as possible. That's amazing. And of course, I suppose that's the thing, because it's so far back, sometimes it's hard to check. I mean, there are people who even question Shakespeare's ability to write, you know, yourself.
One of my kids told me this. He said, you know, Dad, everything that you seem to do is like a cover. It's cover music. And I said, you know, you're absolutely 100% right.
Cover music.
Because we're always covering somebody else's performance, even if that performance was 100, 200,
yes,
500.
Yes.
Whatever years
ago. Yeah, true. Get that.
But we do it our own way.
Well, surely you do, and do it well. Now, tonight, you have something on.
That's right. So in the early evening, late afternoon, we've got folks from the Irish World Academy of Music and Dance in UL. They are adding to the week. That's going to be with new music for harpsichord. And, of course, Yonit, who teaches there at UL, has her hand there on the controls for a wonderful program. Some new works there. West Cork composer Justin Grounds is represented. Brooke Green, a composer with Limerick roots from Australia, though. She's come to Ireland for the festival and will be playing viola da gamba and some of her compositions. So really great stuff, and that's what I mean, contemporary.
And you're playing the hurdy-gurdy tonight, I believe.
I am playing hurdy-gurdy
now,
tonight.
Hang on a second, don't touch a thing. Now, for those who don't know, I always thought this was fascinating. Donovan, who lives in West Cork. Donovan, have you heard of Donovan?
Of course I have.
Good man. Donovan had the hurdy-gurdy man out, and I could never understand what it was about. So technically it's about Vlad, isn't it?
Oh, God, Marty, that's amazing.
Well, think about it. The hurdy-gurdy man. And he could be listening, because he's been with us over the years. Tell everybody about the hurdy-gurdy, because I I'm fascinated by this.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a fiddle, but it's not. It's
like a fiddle, but it's not, exactly. It's kind of like a medieval synthesizer computer. It's got a wheel instead of a bow. It's got cotton around the strings instead of the hair on the bow. And it's got a crank instead of, instead of your fingers touching the strings, it's got tangents, these little flags that extend from keys, and they touch the strings for you, so you don't have to do any of the messy business there on the string.
It's fantastic.
It's absolutely great. And you can program those tangents to do anything. So, I mean, there's a hurdy-gurdy player out there named Eleanor Fournio, and she does music from Kurdistan on the hurdy-gurdy.
So is it European, or is it Middle Eastern, or where do you think it's from?
The venerable Christopher Page thought that it might have had Middle Eastern roots in one of his articles, but I'll tell you this. It is all over Europe along the Camino de Santiago, and there's a very strong link to places along pilgrimage routes. So it's a pilgrim instrument, you could say.
Really? I know a lady who has done the Camino. I think she's going back. We must get her to keep an eye out for the hurdy-gurdies.
Yeah, she'll be able to take pictures pretty much at every church along the north of
Spain. That's interesting. Well, now, look, you're performing tonight, but you also... are inclined to do a bit of singing as well.
Yeah, you might be catching me doing some singing. That's also a possibility.
Is that happening tonight?
That's not happening tonight. That's Saturday night. I won't be singing between now and Saturday, but there will be the Bach that you might be expecting happening Friday night, 8 p.m. That's St. Mary's Cathedral. I won't be singing there. We have great soloists there. Aisling Kenny, Sarah Thursfield, William Gaunt, and Christopher Bowen, which you might hear all around with the IBO or Resurgam. They'll be there for us as our soloists. Great music. Cecilia Madden and Peter Barley are directing the choirs there. And we will also have a little bit of kids' stuff and things in Limerick's Milk Market Saturday morning and midday.
That's good too. You need that because you need to get the younger people in to see, to hear, to get a sense of, for the interest.
That's right. You've got to start them young, we say. Yes. And I think that's really important to take that approach. So we'll have classicalkids.ie with their early program there in the afternoon and Bell Table. And then in Bell Table, that's where you'll find me singing Saturday night, 8 p.m., in a language that is quite ancient, Old Slavonic.
Slavonic, of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, we have a piece of you singing the cherubic hymn from Harmonia Mundi.
Uh-oh. Where'd you get that one from?
Because I have a producer who didn't sleep last night. He went hunting.
Amazing.
And he found your tenoring on it. Theatre of Voices.
That might be the case, yes.
Yes, well. Are you sitting comfortably?
Yes, I'm sitting comfortably.
Then we shall begin. I'm not going to attempt to pronounce that. The cherubic hymn, is it Cheruvimi?
Iger Cheruvimi. Yeah,
Iger Cheruvimi.
That's right.
And you see, half of it right then.
Yes.
For the Eurovision.
Well,
and there you are, Vlad, doing your bit in there, doing your bit of tenoring.
He is charged.
Absolutely.
Tenor one.
Now, listen, let's make sure that people know everything. Now, last night is done, so we don't want to worry too much about that.
All good.
And tonight is the seminar and the performance, New Music for Harpsichord. That's what's happening. It's happening this afternoon.
Yeah, it's a little earlier, so people will have time for dinner afterwards.
That's very clever, very clever.
Very well done, yeah.
Now, tomorrow, the lunchtime concert tomorrow.
Yeah, that's also at UL. They've been great at the Irish World Academy of Music and Dance there, and they are doing the Classical Strings program, is doing a concert of early repertoire as part of the lead-up there to Early Music Day. So,
and are you, when it comes to curating this, are you so involved in this?
Yeah, let me tell you, Yonit and I basically, I think last month or 2 months ago, we were already finished curating the thoughts for 2026 and ideas for 27. So you have to be ahead of the game with that. And even that, it seems almost like it's edging on too late. So it's a process, but yeah. It is fun.
I know, but that's the point of it. Because if you don't, prepare to fail, fail to prepare, isn't that the old, to quote Mr. Keane, the well-known footballing genius. Listen, talk to me about the puppets.
The puppets, this is a
this
great
is
addition.
Brilliant.
So we had a lovely volunteer that comes all the way from County Mayo every year for the festival, and we didn't know this last year, but she brought along, well, we knew it as soon as she took the so-called cats out of the bag, that these amazing puppets came out in Limerick's Milk Market while we had music there, just next to our Lyric Studios here, and just dancing away Saturday morning with all of the people there, bagpipes a-playing, and these puppets we thought would be a fabulous thing to include next year. And here we are, it's next year already. Puppets are on the menu. Okay, I take that back. Puppets are not on the menu. Puppets are going to be in the bell table.
Well, it's a lovely idea. So it's a workshop, really.
A workshop which is now sold out, I'm afraid to say, for those wanting to go. But you will be able to, I'm sure, we'll try to get some resources for folks who didn't make it to that. And they can also, however, get tickets to the Baroque and Roll concert happening at 2.
That's very good, Baroque and Roll. You've covered all the bases on this. It's so clever.
We try our best, Andy.
And listen to me, Saturday, this in Bell Table.
That's right, Saturday Bell Table.
This is interesting, though.
Yeah. So, there you have it. With Old Slavonic, which you just heard, that's what's up on Saturday night. And that's where I will be telling you truthfully that I have a lyre in hand.
And yet, you say to yourself, why not give it welly and give it all out? Because you've got to go for these things.
Yeah.
You've got to go for these things. Now, you're on, you're doing a talk beforehand, is that right? And then am I correct?
Yeah, I won't be doing the talk, luckily, because I'll be in the...
But I saw a picture of you holding up something like you'd won some boxing medal or something.
Oh, God almighty, who knows what that photo was? Were you digging around in my old photos?
A lyre on top of your head.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that's right. I'd have that. I think that was taken right here in Limerick Studios.
There you are.
Well, I'll tell you this. It's something that I will be playing on Saturday night. I have a lyre. But the talk is done by a colleague, Dr. Sabina Egger from Mary Immaculate College. She'll be doing all of the talking right before the concert. So people can come to that if they have a ticket for the evening performance.
And I have to say, if somebody wants to see you with your hurdy-gurdy, that is on Sunday as well, isn't it?
Yeah, hurdy-gurdy's today and Sunday only. Be forewarned.
You've been told. All this is online as well. Vlad, I love it. And I have to be frank with you. Still thoroughly enjoying your Sunday mornings.
Thank you. Thank you, Sunny. I think we have the mornings covered between yourself, myself, and Evelyn.
Yes.
Yvonne, excuse me. We have Yvonne and I have the mornings covered so well.
It's lovely. It's a lovely listen on a Sunday. It's completely different, which I think is the trick. It's completely different to anything else.
Yeah.
And you do it so well, and you search it so well. I just think it's a real joy. Listen, I just better explain that you're not with me. You're in Limerick, as we speak.
That's right, yeah. Jesus, I forgot to tell you.
I know, yes, and I'm here.
I think you figured that one out.
They're making a liar out of me, the old lines. Monica and Rocky Bernard say they love your show on Sunday, and he does love his hurdy-gurdy.
Oh, fabulous. And hello,
so
Monica and Rocky.
Isn't it lovely? It's lovely that people are doing that. So look, keep the faith, my friend, and we shall see you soon, I hope. And enjoy this, because it is literally, this is, for me, it'd be like sitting with Van Morrison, or to be like going to, you know what I mean, going to Verona for the opera. I get why you're so excited about it. It's important.
Thank you so much.
So keep the faith, my friend, and we'll talk soon.
Marty, don't forget one thing.
What, sir?
There are Galician bagpipes on Sunday night. Carlos Nunez, any fan of trad music is going to love that.
Oh, really?
So, yes, I forgot. I even forgot to mention it myself.
Galician bagpipes.
The piper Carlos Nunez, who used to play with the Chieftains for all those years, he is going to be at St. John's Cathedral 8 p.m. on Sunday night, and that's so far his first visit this year to Ireland. I don't know when he'll be back next.
Well, do you think then that I should play a little bit of maybe the Chieftains? What do you think?
If you've got something,
I think the Flight of the Earls. Yeah. Now that you've put me in mind of Carlos Nunez, why not the Flight of the Earls?
Sounds like a fabulous one to go
on. That's the way to do it. Keep the faith. God bless your vows.
Thanks,
Marty. Take care. There it is, A Flight of the Earls and the Chieftains in there, Collis Muniz, Tin and Low Whistle. Isn't that funny? Thank you, Vlad. A pleasure.